now online via various audio providers on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop. I don't know. It's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Howdy doody, Ian Danter here, unveiling episode 17 of my Barmy Old Podcast. Songs, sketches and general tomfoolery from fresh new stuff we've put together this past week, as well as archive material from 2 decades back when me and my cohorts here, Sean Percival and Andy Robinson, worked together on BRNB and Heart FM radio up Birmingham way. Thank you for your continued support of this little show. I do really appreciate it. And if you are a regular listener, you'll know what's coming over the next half hour. Dez, Black Country Bob, Mr. Men's Stories, even Ozzy singing the Baked Potatoes song again, although it may well be his swan song effort on this occasion. Plus, more Big Brother-related nonsense as we continue to mark the show's 20th anniversary this month. Trump takes on his latest adversary in more ways than one. And Jim White says something a bit odd and genuinely sends Twitter into the meltdown he always says his guests do on TalkSport. But before we plunge headlong into song, let's cross to the Barmy Old Podcast news desk, shall we, for the very latest from Jim White and first, Hugh Edwards.
Thank you, Ian, and hello to you. In an online question and answer session on Friday afternoon, Boris Johnson has urged people living in Britain to go back to work. He insisted that his own working schedule is back to normal and is avoiding important Cobra meetings as per usual. The world of US politics was surprised to hear that despite missing registration details for some states, Kanye West is running for president in the forthcoming elections. If it's true that the UK follows America's example, keep an eye out for the next Chancellor of the Exchequer, Tinchy Strider. J.K. Rowling has tweeted she's tired of all the online abuse she is getting and is trying to relax by watching movies from the 90s at home to take her mind off things. She struggled with Mrs. Doubtfire but is hoping she'll enjoy the crying game better. And there was outrage from Spotify users when the music streaming app suffered an outage last week affecting most of the UK. People who had the latest album from Ellie Goulding in their next up lists were, though, relieved to have a break. And now for the sport, Jim White.
Thanks, Hugh. Well, the BBC are continuing to deny that they are struggling to fill the airwaves with sport and have proudly announced their new lineup, which will include classic encounters from the world of caber tossing, cheese rolling and welly wanging.
Well, that's it from us. You're up to date.
Thank you, guys. And more on Trump's potential election opponent later on. First up, it's one of our world-famous parody songs that I like to work on from scratch here in my home studio with drums, piano, guitars, etc., etc. Always a labour of love. Now, back here in UK politics, the government has come up with a £1.57 billion package to save theatres, galleries and museums. And whilst live music venues are also eligible for help, I think we all suspect where this money is actually going to be going to. How can I put this? Big places run by posh people in London, as opposed to small, needy music venues run by ordinary people in the provinces and beyond, right?
We're Shuttle Knights, we're Shuttle Day, we can't put on our Shakespeare play.
We're not sad.
The public can no longer see live opera or live ballet.
And we're all glad, cos we don't want to spend our nights watching men prance around in tights. And when fat opera singers sing, can't understand a bloody thing.
Money, money, money from Rishi Sunak to the theatre world. Money, 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 yummy, yummy for
watch boys and girls.
I'm now pretentious crap they'll unfurl. If the government gives money to the theatre world.
Well, what's pretentious about Nicaraguan poetry performed by vertically challenged transgender people with eating disorders and autism?
It's the Barmy Old Podcast with me, Ian Danter, and I've been asked on email via my website, iandanter.co.uk, by several people what our intro music is for the show. Well, the main theme is a song called Beanbag by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, and believe it or not, the fanfare you hear before it is called Fanfare, and it's on a Kiss album, 1981's Music from the Elder, a concept Kiss album, if you please. The band hate that record, by the way. Here's a guy who hates everything and everyone. Politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. Here he is taking on Tony Blair back in 2005. And this one just goes to show, whether it's a Conservative or a Labour government, Bob was always very hot on the topic of how his tax dollars were being spent. Sing along.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Yes, Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Prime Minister, I'll put it to the arse that you should be sacked for the misuse of public funds.
Hang on. Could the Right Honourable Member for Dudley please elaborate on this outrageous accusation?
Oh, I can. According to the papers this week, you've spent £1,800 of taxpayers' money on makeup.
I have spent money on makeup in the
He's
past.
He's admitted it! He's got to go!
What?
He's got to go!
No way!
He'll be telling us next that when his missus goes out, he puts on a skimpy knickers and suspenders and prances round number 10, pretending to be a wench!
This is outrageous!
You should stand down now!
Why?
This country should be led by a man! Not a transvestite!
The Right Honourable Member for Dudley has got it wrong again! Yes, I have to buy makeup and pay makeup artists. But that's only when I do TV interviews and make party political broadcasts.
But £1,800's a bit steep, though, ain't it?
Is it?
I mean, there's a bloke who comes into our booths, right? He sells makeup, the most popular brands of makeup, very cheap.
Oh, right, what, Max Factor?
Nah, Enoch Riley, I think his name is.
Order!
What have you all got laughing at?
Order! I will have order!
So as we highlighted on last week's Barmy Old Podcast, it is 20 years this month that Big Brother launched its first series on Channel 4. Of course, it then got switched to Channel 5 in more recent years before it was cancelled as a programme. But it did keep a lot of TV folk in work for nigh on two decades, including that Geordie voiceover bloke, Marcus Bentley. See, I wonder how he's getting on since the show's end in 2018.
Be prepared for no scenes of a sexual nature and no nudity whatsoever. Previously, I was on Big Brother, but after it ended, I found it difficult to adjust. Things went quickly downhill for me. First, my wife divorced me because of my unreasonable behaviour. Day 25, after Big Brother's finished, 5:10 p.m. in my house.
Shall we have a takeout tonight, Marcus?
Who gets our takeout order? You decide. For a Chinese, phone 067134 and add 01. For an Indian, add 02. For a pizza, add 03. And for a...
That's it! I've had enough! Get out of the house! Me and the kids are big sick of you and your Big Brother obsession! Go on! Get out now!
I had been evicted. I was given 2 minutes to leave my house. After that, all my voiceover work dried up as well. I auditioned for nature programmes, but they just didn't seem to work out for some reason.
Blue Planet, episode 1, take 1, and action.
Be prepared for fish, water and coral.
Cut.
I didn't fare much better with gardening shows.
All right, and action.
Be prepared for grass, flowers, plants and trees.
Oh, cut.
It was obvious to everyone that I needed some therapeutic help from a psychiatrist.
All right, Marcus, would you just like to take a seat? Now, tell me what the problem is.
Am I completely loopy? You decide.
But after that, I embarked on a course of intensive therapy, and I'm now completely recovered and totally free of my Big Brother obsession. Not only that, but I've just started a new job here. Hello, can I take your order, please, sir?
Yeah, could I have a Big Mac and a fillet of fish, please?
And would you like some fries with that, sir?
Yes, please.
What size fries? You decide. For small fries, phone 067134 and add 01. For medium fries, add 02.
Right, found the hospital. Fries, he's gone again. Add 02.
Well, for a number of weeks now, our old pal, Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, has been detailing the sorts of substances that somehow sustained him in his hedonistic rock and roll days, all while singing the Matt Lucas baked potato song that's become so popular in lockdown. Now, it appears Oz has had something of a revelation and has now turned over a new leaf, quite literally.
Right, this is it, Sharon. I want to show the world I'm a changed man.
Whatever you do, I'll still love you, Ozzy.
Yeah, all right. Leafy greens, they changed my life. Leafy greens, they showed me the way. And if you want to lead a real healthy life, you must listen to what the leafy greens say.
Put away the butcher knife.
I don't want to fail.
Try and live a healthy life.
These days I'm eating kale. And if you want a healthy friend bubble, you must try and eat all your vegetables.
Eat your greens, it's not hard.
I'm really on a downer.
Have some spinach and some chard.
I want a quarter pounder. And if you want to live a longer life, then some leafy greens will make you feel alright. L-E-A-F. Oh, this man. I'm going to McDonald's.
In Jim White's own words, Twitter went into absolute meltdown last Wednesday when Jim said on air on his TalkSport mid-morning programme that there was nothing at all wrong with changing your mind about which football team you support. Oh my goodness, he got absolutely coated for it. And we listened in on the fabled TalkSport red button when Jim, Simon Jordan and Natalie Sawyer discussed the Twitter meltdown later in the week.
You know what, Simon? I can't understand the furore my comments have caused. What's wrong with changing a mind about something, Simon? People do it all the time.
Yes, it's every individual's personal prerogative to transform their thought processes through contemplation and existentially act accordingly on the conclusions that they have drawn.
Does that mean you think it's okay to change your mind, Simon?
Affirmative, Jim.
Superb point. Well made, Simon. You are absolutely spot on, as always. It is okay to change your mind. And because of your fantastic intellect and dazzling good looks, I'm beginning to change my mind about my sexuality as we speak. You haven't got a problem with that, have you, Simon?
Well, no, Jim. Of course not.
In that case, Simon, can I make love to you?
Eh?
No, I've changed my mind.
Well, thank God for that.
I want you to make love to me.
What? Man to man?
No, Simon. Man to woman. I've also decided, you see, to change my gender.
But Jim.
Don't call me Jim, Simon. I've decided to change my name to Jean. Anyway, I'm off to buy a dress, and then I'm going to a private clinic to see a consultant about undergoing life-changing gender realignment surgery. Oh, hang on a second. I've changed my mind again.
So you mean you're going to carry on living as a straight man called Jim?
No, I'm actually going to buy a skirt instead of a dress.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that, Jim. I mean, Jean, you are now an ever-changing person in an ever-changing world.
Now, has Natalie got anything to say about all this, Simon?
Well, how would we know? You've not let her get a word in edgeways for 45 minutes.
Or, well, I suppose you can say some things will never change. Anyone fancy a bit of Des? If any ladies listening think so, you can be sure that the feeling is mutual. Back your way from the housewife's choice. What a full life he appears to have led, eh?
Des's diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday carve-up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. It's all the staff at the AA, where, would you believe it, I used to work. One day, I was called out to a home start, and I arrived to find a middle-aged man slumped forlornly on the pavement. He pointed over to where his wife was sitting in his car. You wouldn't believe it to look at her now, but in her day she used to be a top model, he said.
The first time I stuck my key in, she went like nobody's business, he added. But nowadays I can hardly get her out of first gear, and this morning for the first time I just couldn't get her going at all,
he whined. Well, leave it to me, I assured him as I strode over to his old banger. I'll show you how to crank her up. Well, as soon as I examined her, I diagnosed the problem. She clearly needed a new big end putting in, so I slotted one in and she fired up straight away.
You certainly know what you're doing,
he shouted above the din.
She hasn't made this much noise since I first got inside her back in 82.
Fantastic. So I asked him to join me, and in no time at all the soft top came down, and with him in the front and me hanging out of the back, she really started to motor. Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
Back to the 20th anniversary of Big Brother, and Series 6, which aired in the summer of 2005 whilst Sean and I were doing our Sunday carve-up show on Heart FM in the West Midlands. That series is generally considered to be the one where the tone of the show lowered considerably. You know, wine bottles used for lewd acts, there were accusations of sex being shown in the garden swimming pool. It was also believed that housemates split into distinct racial factions and it became divided as a consequence. It all happened in that series. And there was also a tale of unrequited love, as a hairstylist from Norfolk called Craig became absolutely besotted with a dancer from Newcastle who actually went on to win the show. But this guy was blissfully unaware, it seemed, of Craig's not-so-subtle advances toward him day after day, even when Craig was watching him sleep.
2:45 a.m. in the Big Brother house. Craig comes into the bedroom to speak to Anthony, who's alone, asleep in his bed.
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale.
Who's that?
Until that first...
Hey, why are you, man?
Until that first...
You know, like...
But if I was on Big Brother again...
So you could
say, I'd still feel aroused because I love your plucked eyebrows. And today... new meaning for me. Before I go to sleep, I pray that overnight God will turn you gay. So wake up, Anthony, I'm in love.
Oh, Craig, get away from us, man. Oh, go away, go away.
Anthony,
go away.
Pretty but stupid. There's so much you and I have shared. So why'd you have to look quite so scared?
I'm not scared, I'm not scared.
So wake up
Antony, I'm in love.
Oh, get off.
Oh, go on, Antony, play.
Craig, man, just leave us alone, will you? I'm a heterosexual.
Oh, I refuse. I refuse to believe you're not gay.
Great to see football back and lots of things yet to be decided in the Premier League and Championship as well as Europe. Lots of young, talented players as well showing just how good they are, seemingly unburdened, in my view, by a lack of supporters in all the stadia. Reminds me of a Mr. Men story that you may not have heard, narrated by the late, great Arthur Lowe.
Mr. Football Prodigy played for one of the big six English Premier League teams, and one day, Mr. Football Prodigy netted a couple of goals in a high-scoring game. Now, to hear the way the press and broadcasters talked about Mr. Football Prodigy, you'd have thought he'd cured cancer and COVID-19 during the 90-minute match. Now, Mr. Football Prodigy watched all the pundits gush over him on TV and read all the articles online predicting his glorious future. And when he looked down, do you know what Mr. Football Prodigy saw? Yes, you're right. The world. And do you know where it was? Yes, you're right again. At his feet. Now, inevitably, all the hype went to Mr. Football Prodigy's head, and he began to believe what he read. One stormy day, as he strode through the park, Mr. Football Prodigy overheard two old ladies complaining about the rain. And you'll never guess what Mr. Football Prodigy did then. Well, first, he said to the old dears, "I know how to brighten up this horrible day." And then Mr. Football Prodigy stood with his back to the two OEPs, took his trousers down and stuck his bare bum in their faces. But I really thought the sun did actually shine out of my backside," said Mr. Football Prodigy after he'd been arrested for indecent exposure. But Mr. Football Prodigy never went to court, you know, because a couple of days later, he drowned after jumping overboard whilst on a luxury yacht in the Mediterranean. "I suppose I can't walk on water either," he thought, as he sank to the bottom of the sea. Poor Mr. Football Prodigy. Should have signed for Bournemouth, the stupid...
I think it's fair to say that because of confusing information from the government, like Michael Gove's appearance on the Andrew Marr show at the weekend, a lot of people are still not 100% sure where and when they're supposed to wear protective masks out in public. And there's an old 80s punk rocker out there who really doesn't like those things. Cue Billy Idol.
This is just a joke. Is that a girl or just a bloke? This just really sucks, 'cause everywhere I look, a face is covered up. It's hard to relax. Is it too much to ask? Take off your bloody mask.
Sharpies in mountains.
Eyes without a face.
On a bus journey.
Eyes without a face.
Walking in the street.
Eyes without a face. You're all over the place. Eyes without a face.
So you are totally against face masks then, Billy?
Well, at the moment, Ian, wearing a face mask makes you sweat.
And why is that?
'Cause it's hot in the city, hot in the city tonight.
Oh, I see. All right, thank you. Well, F1 is now back on the sporting calendar with two races completed in Austria. I can't say I'm as avid a viewer of the sport as I once was. Do you know what? It may well be that Murray Walker was a massive factor in just getting me excited about the sport in the first place. I mean, he got totally over the top about everything, didn't he? It was wonderful. We imagined him in retirement when we were on Heart FM 15 years ago, going completely OTT about seeing one of his favourite racing drivers just out and about for a Sunday drive.
The red light is on,
and it's go, 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 and off, off, off the racing circuit,
and on to the adjacent A Road goes 65-year-old Nigel Mansell. Oh, he's slowing down. Oh, no, Mansell's engine may have blown, Martin.
No, Mary, no, he's stopping at the post office to get his pension.
Well, that's going to cost Mansell a lot of time.
It always takes ages to get served.
Since they started shutting all the post offices.
80, 90, 100 minutes later.
After waiting in the
longest queue I've ever seen, Mansell is off again. Oh, there's a whining sound. I can hear whining coming from Mansell's car. Is it coming from the engine, Martin?
No, Mary. It's coming from Mansell's mouth. Look, his hemorrhoids are playing up.
Smoke! Smoke! I can see smoke, Martin. Look! Smoke coming from Mansell's cockpit.
Yeah. He's lit his pipe up, Mary. It's okay.
Unbelievable!
And 70-year-old Mansell is starting to accelerate.
9, 10, 11 miles per hour. Oh, and I'm just hearing in my earphones that Mansell has radioed in.
He needs to make a pit stop, Martin.
Well, his tyres look okay to me, Mary, and he's got plenty of fuel.
It's not that kind of pit stop, Martin.
Oh, no! Accident! There's been an accident!
Oh, yeah, you're right, Mary. I can clearly see fluid seeping out from underneath Mansell's cockpit. Must be a crack pipe that's caused that leak.
No, Martin.
It's a faulty prostate that's caused that leak.
Well, the upcoming US presidential election this November has taken one hell of a twist this past week. I'm sure you've seen it. Rapper Kanye West incredibly threw his hat into the ring as a candidate to genuinely take on Donald Trump. So the Donald thought, well, the best thing to do, take Kanye head on.
You ready? You ready? I'm living in the 21st century, doing something wrong to it, but I do it wronger than anyone else can do it. Tweets from the haters, don't care cause I'm best. I am the president, back off Kanye West. No man like me should have all this power. The clock's ticking, we're counting down the hours. I'm a long way from Dwight D. Eisenhower. The system's breaking and fake news is what we're taking. I got nothing to lose, Mother Hubbard, I'm tweeting. That's right, Mother Hubbard, I'm tweeting. Order me McDonald's and I'll start overeating. It's a white man's word and I'm the one who's chosen. I know my critics say the system must be broken. Huh? CNN, is the system broken? Do not think too much, just take a moment. Just no way Kanye is taking my power. After Stormy Daniels, I took a shower. I'm saying the unspoken. Till then, f*** that, the world's broken.
Well, there you have it. I bet Kanye wouldn't actually give Donald permission to do that in real life. But then, crikey, what's real life anymore with all this nonsense about, eh? Just couldn't make it up, etc., etc. Okay, well, we're out of time for this week's Buy Me Old podcast, but you always have time to rate, review, and subscribe to this thing if you're on Apple Podcasts, especially. Say some nice words about this thing. Kittens live when you do, apparently. Not really. Anyway, thanks to Sean Percival and Andy Robinson, as always, for all their brilliant graft, and to you for sticking this on wherever you are and however you're listening. Talk Dance via Twitter if you're getting in touch, or there's my website, iandancer.co.uk, for an email that you can send me with any questions or comments. Back next time for episode 18 of the Bar Me Or podcast. Crikey. Look after yourself, and as Des would say, cheerio.